Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Kobe Michaels, a senior researcher at the Institute for National Security Studies, editor-in-chief of Strategic Assessment. He's one of Israel's foremost analysts on national security. As Israel investigates a delicate diplomatic thaw, especially in relation to Syria, it finds itself having to balance geopolitical strategy with deep historical loyalties to the Druze community, a community that not only has stood with Israel, but has in fact fallen as well. The question is, can Israel engage in this type of diplomacy and manage both of these sides? Professor Michael, thank you for joining us. How would you describe the historical relationship between Israel and the Druze community?
Good morning. First of all, when we are talking about the Druze community, it is important to mention that we are talking about a very small minority in the entire Middle East, something which is even less than 1 million people, which are located in four countries, Israel, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. The Jordan is the smallest one. The Syrian is the biggest one. Now, there are family relations between the Druze and this minority, I would say, is a persecuted minority, mainly in Syria these days. Historically, it was, I would say, a very very fragile minority, and they in their history, okay, they ran away from Egypt, and they found their place and their security in the mountains. All the Druze, by the way, live in the mountains because this is the safest place for them. Anyway, there are relations between Israeli Druze and Syrian Druze, and even very close family relations. We are talking about brothers and sisters, parents and children, and so on and so forth. What is happening in Syria affects dramatically the entire Druze community in Israel, which is located geographically in two main areas, in the Golan Heights and in the Galilee. When the Druze were attacked by the Bedouin tribes, which are Sunnis, supported by the Al-Julani regime, the current Syrian regime, we found ourselves in a very, I would say, a sensitive and problematic situation, where the Israeli Druze demanded from Israel to come and to help their brothers and sisters in Sueda, in South Syria, where most of the Druze are located.
Right. How are they? Are the Israeli Druze comfortable with how Israel has responded?
I would say that this is a very not cut clear, I would say. I have no cut clear answer to that, because I think that most of them, and mainly, you know, the more responsible, moderate, more, I would say, experienced and educated Druze in Israel, really appreciate and understand how complicated is the situation, and they really respect Israel for what Israel did for the Syrian Druze. But there are some Druze that are not satisfied. They believe that Israel must do more than that. They believe that Israel must go to war. Okay, they're against the Bedouin tribes. They believe that that Israel has to annex all of this area of Sueda and South Syria to Israel, and they have some, you know, aspirations and dreams that Israel cannot digest. But generally speaking, I would say that they respect and they understand that that Israel eventually realized its historical and moral commitment, and they think that they understand also the dilemma that Israel is in. Due to some other interests that Israel has.
Well, that's what I really wanted to. What I wanted to try and understand is, it's a very delicate balance for Israel, because there's the United States, there's the regional conflict, there's the Druze, there's the moving forward of some kind of a practical relationship with Syria. How does Israel? Is there a way for Israel to balance all of these things?
I'm telling you that if I wouldn't have lived this life or this reality, I wouldn't have believed that that such complications can exist.
Right.
But only in the books, you know.
Yes.
It is amazing what Israel has to deal with and how Israel has to maneuver. I think that. That generally speaking, Israel does a good job in this regard. Specifically, with regard to the last event last week, I think that maybe Israel, that holds mainly since after October 7th a big and heavy hammer in its hands, doesn't have to look on any problem or every problem as if it is a nail. And I wrote it in the article. Okay. And maybe the Israeli response was too harsh in this occasion, but I can on the other hand I can understand that, because people maybe do not understand how deep is the trauma of October 7th for the entire Israeli and Jewish
world.
Collective. And we cannot afford ourselves to take risks in this regard, and we have to be very determined, and we have to signal to the entire neighborhood here that Israel is very serious and very determined, and we have to use our force in order to deter them using their force against us.
That is Professor Kobi Michael. Thank you, as always, Senior Researcher, Editor-in-Chief at Strategic Assessment.